reports of a fire in the centre of Dublin. A number of adults and children have been taken to hospital. This is in the Gloucester Place area off Sean McDermott Street. A short time ago, Mark Furlong spoke to an RTÉ cameraman, Magnus Kelly, about what happened.
Sitting on my wall, I heard screaming. Personal phone was at the being nicked. Ran up to the corner and had a look up there. Nothing had turned this way and the house on a blazer. I ran up and I caught the baby. Then jumped over the back wall, the three of us jumped over.
As you heard there, a baby being thrown from the building. We can hear more now from Herald reporter Conor Feehan, who's at the scene. Conor, where exactly is this fire and how bad is it?
This fire is in Gloucester Place, which is just off Sean McDermott Street in the north inner city. And it broke out at around 5 o'clock this morning, from what fire officers tell me. And it's a three-storey building in a terrace of houses. And it happened somewhere on one of the top floors. Now, what neighbours told me this morning as the fire was being extinguished was that they saw a man at the top floor of the house on the third floor holding a bundle out the window, and there was smoke billowing out and, you know, being forced out from behind him as he tried to keep his baby safe. It's my understanding this child that was thrown down to Mark Furlong is only 2 or 3 months old. So obviously, you know, a very, very young baby and would have been very much at risk from smoke inhalation. But there were other people in the house as well. We initially heard that there was 5 people altogether rescued, but we now understand that that's 6, and that one woman, who we think might be the little baby's mother, was fairly badly injured because she also jumped from a window and received injuries as she fell to the ground. Now, when I got here this morning, the fire brigade were still putting out the blaze, and there were 5 units all together, including a turntable ladder, which was trying to fight the flames from above. But it was a very, very dramatic scene, and certainly if it wasn't for the actions of the locals, we would have seen a lot of more severe injuries and possibly even death.
So, as you understand it, the baby was thrown out of a window how many floors up?
3 floors up, but also had to clear the lower section of the house. The first floor section of the house comes out more prominently from the front of the building, so it's not a straight drop down. There is a pitched roof that the baby would have had to clear as it was being thrown down to Mark.
And who caught the baby?
Mark caught the baby, and by all accounts, he is the hero of the day down here at the moment, and people are praising him for his actions, because according to him, he literally ran up the road when he heard people shouting, and he saw the child being held out the window, and even before he arrived, the man up above had dropped the child, and he had to more or less run and catch the baby as she fell.
Well done to Mark, from whom we heard very, very briefly there a couple of seconds ago. So what's the scene there now?
At the moment now, you might hear a bit of noise behind me. It's one of the last fire brigades just pulling away from the scene. The turntable ladder. There's still a few guard vehicles and fire brigade vehicles here, and they're literally just emptying out the hoses now and wrapping up and putting away. But they've just taken the slate roof off the top of the building, and there's still steam and smoke billowing from it. But we understand that the fire brigade were successful in not only containing the blaze within the building, but also stopping it from spreading to the 2 adjoining buildings either side of it.
4 adults taken to the Mater Hospital, 2 children brought to Temple Street, all 6, we understand, suffering from the effects of smoke inhalation. But as you said, a woman, you think it may be the baby's mother, she jumped as well. Do you know anything about, I think you said she was hurt when she jumped?
What I've been told is that she injured her leg as she fell onto the pitched roof at first floor level. But she might have also banged her face off the tiles, and that she might have suffered some broken teeth in the incident, which obviously sounds terrible, but it's a better option than succumbing to the flames or the smoke. But we are waiting for further word from the neighbours here, as they do talk to their neighbours in hospital to see how people have fared out. But obviously after the small baby was rescued, there were still other people in the building. One of them, a 17-year-old lad, and I think a child then of around 2 years of age, who also had to be rescued. And after Mark had caught the baby at the front of the house, other neighbours ran in the back of the house to ensure that everybody got out safely that way. And literally as they were exiting the building, the windows were blown out on top of them when they had cleared a neighbouring wall. So at that stage, thankfully everybody was out, and the flames just literally gutted the house after that.
What time did the fire start?
Well, I've been told it started around 5 o'clock this morning. That's what the fire brigade have told me. And neighbours have backed that up and said that they were alerted to the fire by screaming, somebody shouting for help. At first, Mark said he thought maybe somebody had a mobile phone taken off them on the street. So he ran out onto the street and looked one way and didn't see anything. But when he looked the other way, he told me he just saw flames and smoke pouring from the top of the house that was affected.
And obviously people would have been asleep at the time. Any word about the possible cause?
Not at the moment. I did ask that of Dublin Fire Brigade. They are waiting to go into the building when it's declared safe so they can assess it. But it does seem to have started possibly on a top floor, because that's where the neighbours say they saw flames coming from, and then it spread into the attic. And certainly by looking at the front of the building, the top floor seems to be the worst affected. But while flames will spread upwards naturally, smoke is what is the main killer in these kind of fires, and that will just fill the house from top to bottom. So in that sense, it's miraculous that everybody got out alive.
All right, Conor Feehan of the Herald, thank you very much, and well done to Mark Furlong. It's not often we hear about a baby who owes his life to being caught from a height, being thrown out of a burning building, and well, we hope mother and baby are well and all those injured. Thank you very much.